Now he says here in verse 15, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation." Now, he brings something to us here that is the second handwriting that we have here. He says, "In Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision." And circumcision was sort of a handwriting on the body. It was just a badge that you belonged under the Abrahamic covenant. And it never availed anything. It was just like wearing a button. You belong to a lodge. You wear a pin, a fraternity pin. It becomes almost meaningless. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything. And uncircumcision is no value either. These things carry no value whatever, but a new creation. Now, the important thing is this. Paul is saying here that legalism and the badge of legalism is nothing. And actually, even if you don't have it, and I think today that there are people that like to boast of the fact of what great sinners they were. And they spend a lot of time telling you about what great sinners they were. Well, whether you've been circumcised or whether you haven't been, actually, it's nothing. Those things are nothing. The important thing is, are you a new creation? That is, as the Spirit of God come into your life and made you a new creation in Christ Jesus, and that only comes about through faith in Christ. Now, you see, Paul would never have had any difficulty with the legalism of his day if he was just a competitor in the field. Let me illustrate this. Suppose today that on the market there's all these soaps, and I won't pick out any one, but here comes along a new soap. And maybe we ought to call it clean, because that is something others seem to have forgotten. They talk about they make you smell good and they make you feel good, but I haven't heard any of them talk about getting you clean, and that seems to be the purpose of soap. So let you and I get out a new brand of soap. We start advertising it, and we say this is the only soap that there is that'll make you clean. So buy clean and get clean. And may I say to you that we'd get in trouble immediately if we said it was the only soap, because there's so many others, and they would really begin to howl. But then that's what Paul was saying, you see. Paul was saying, if he just said, well, Judaism is good, but Christianity is better, he wouldn't have been in trouble, because that's the way all these advertise today, all the different soaps. They say, we got the best soap. Well, we do a better job than the other folks do. And that's competition. Now, you don't dare come out and say, the only soap on the market's our soap. There's just no other soap. And this is the only one that'll do the job. Then you may get in a little trouble. But the fact of the matter is, you see, Paul didn't say that his soap was just a little bit better than Judaism. He said Judaism is nothing, and circumcision is nothing. Whether you're circumcised or not circumcised, it's nothing. And friends, that's putting it on the line. He says only the writing of the Holy Spirit in your life, giving you a new nature, that's the writing.